What's that? This button. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Yavi for all the hard work he puts in faithfully on time. I don't know, in this door, he's definitely not from the door. On time and everything clops and everything works and everything. You know, it's mamish l'malam and ateva. To be namal today is one of the tall orders. To me, after they read a shidduch, oh, he's normal too. Since when is that, it's a sign to be namal is a great zach. I know one of my relatives went to learn one of the top yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and Rashiba mentioned the shvach. He's normal. It's a gogevaldi. To be namal, it's an unusual accomplishment. Vos machtiga. And I want to thank Torah Anytime, Kavish Gochel Pratis, and I want to thank Kol Loshit. I want to thank the Be'ini Shalom. Oh, I want to thank Jack for all the good times he's given me in this world. I'm joking. Jack, hey! Jack, Majani, Mitstropkov. I'll get the mention. Who's this guy? Oh, this is Gold Label Johnny. This is Gar Madrega. You know, it's chosim, we're gonna be happy this Purim, I mean this Shavuos. I don't believe the Olam, they call it, I don't like to say a goyish type of thing, but they call it a Freudian slip. I'm always saying, every Yom Tov I say, okay, you should have a Freilich and Purim, oh, I mean Pesach. I'm always saying Purim. By mistake. Always a Purim, oh, yeah, Shavuos. Have a good, I was about to say good Shabbos. Have a good Purim, I mean good Shabbos. So there's some people slip, you know, now you know what I'm really all about. I got your Purim. I hold that for this door, you have to make Purim ikka ikka. Purim has to take over your life. You don't make Abdullah on Purim and keep remembering that. There's a reason for it. No Abdullah if the Purim. Stay like that. You want to have sanity? Now I want to talk about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very, very much in my mind. And I have a, besides what's going on, when things don't, I don't get what I want. I told the Yevishter more than once that I'm a fast food type of American, that you made us like that, and I'm very impatient. And very often I get exactly what I want, especially when I need money for Talking Weekly. The other time I said, Yevishter was giving me hundreds. I need money. They're coming from this side. That this guy wants a few thousand that way. I need more money. Money kept coming in. But I still owe him 2,000. Still owe him 4,000. Avishta, I asked for thousands. I said, Bazal Lashon. That day, $7,200. I got money for whatever. One of my mitzvahs. Thanks for the mitzvah. Here's some money. Anyway, somebody gave me $500 and is expecting big Yeshuas, and didn't happen yet. So finally I said something, for $500, what do you want?
Yeah, we pay.
$500, that's all you give. So rather, right, it was a few months, and they weren't in touch with me enough. I said, hey, Mishta, it's 4 months. This doesn't make sense. The next day, there was a big turnaround. A little boy, never, whatever. The brother told me, and he said, I just called my father, and father said there's a major difference in his matzah. Because I told the Abishter, it's already 5 months, and they give me 4 months, 5 months, something like that, and they gave me $500. Abishter, you're putting me in a pickle. You know, I say how I feel. And the Abishter responds. You know that, I once said this in the Yiddish, a certain younger man's wife was sick. Something happened to her as a child, never. By the way, I am upside down, according to that. Is that the way you want me to be? I said Purim, I get what I asked for. But okay, now I see what I look like upside down. It's not bad. I look like upside down. By the way, if I'm laughing, I'm giving all the simcha that I'm at, the Abishah gives me to live a little bit, which is a big Indian, to be a schutz for our holy brothers and Eretz Yisrael, tzaddikim, Gemurim, every one of them, whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's a tzaddik yisrei d'olam. They're all tzaddikim, and those that are not so great, for whatever reason, the Chazon Ish already said, it's tenik shenishbiz. No, didn't the Chazon Ish say that? Tenik shenishbiz. So I don't, all the holy Jews, I'm not officially, I don't want to say what. I'm not getting involved in whatever. But right now, we're being done every one of the Kaps Chus. And we're saying they're holy Jews, and it's a big union. The time like now, you must say good things about everybody. You want to say people, say how great they are, all those in Eretz Yisrael. And don't be like, be afraid to be a liar. I got to tell you a story. This happened during the Six-Day War. I knew this, I knew a younger man who was Rahman al-Islam, an agnostic. I asked him, he told me he's an agnostic. He says, what does that mean? He says, whatever, it's a kind of kfira. It's from the lesser kaifrim. He's not sure. Whatever. Not the real, not against the kaifa, halber kaifa, whatever it is. He told me. And the guy was a very sweet fellow. He looked yeshivish. It was a pella. He went without a yarmulke. He seemed to have it in him, but that was the matzah. And I used to meet him here and there. I don't know if I would talk to such a person. I don't think it's so healthy to have to do it. And some people have to, but I don't know. I like to hang around yeshiva guys. You know that it says Am Mordechai. You know Mordechai liked yeshiva people. What did it say that Naomi Rus Dovka? She liked the army. You know what the Malbim says? She says, I want a Geiris either way, but I prefer from you. And she said, I'm not budging from you. Wherever you go, I'm staying there. Like she was, the Nakuda there was a lot, it was Yiddishkeit, but the person who presented Yiddishkeit to me knew how to do it. Naomi means sweet. She showed Dake Nayim the sweetness of the Derech HaTorah. She was Meridik, Naomi. Meridik. Even Arpa, who was a different world, Rachman al-Utslan. But Naomi had a kayach even over her. Heilige Naomi. Anyway. So where am I up to? So all the Yidden, you have to see good. Have to see good in everybody. It's a big tikkun. Everybody's tzaddikim. Amech kulam tzaddikim. Even no matter who, what, when, Yadan, Lakav's chus. Chazinish said such a psak about Teichach, whatever. They're all Tinish and Nishba. It's a different world today. You can't mung nobody. All those Heilige Yidden there to show, we know the truth about them. They're really good. But anyway, getting back to this agnostic that I met in Eretz Yisrael. So I met him during this, just 2 weeks before. Agnostic is a guy that's not an atheist. He's halfway there. He's not sure. Certainly, unless a madrega of an emissar kaifa. It was Alba Meisa, whatever. Might have been, I don't know what you want to call him. And I used to speak to him. And, during the war, just before the war, a few weeks before the war, the air was thick with tension. The tension was shreklach. Everybody was abandoning, they were leaving the country. Big people left. One Adam Gadol Admoi got on the first plane, he flew. People had time to say, now he went through the Nazis, Yemach Shemom. He can't be done him. You want some more of that stuff? And there was a major, major threat of, who knows where we're gonna head. And those weeks before the war, she was only showing a lot of merit. My parents sent me a ticket from the Greek Airlines, and they were begging me to come home. And Rav Scheinberg got up in Mattersdorf, he got up outside, I remember it was, and he said, Rabbi, I'm guaranteeing you it's nothing. And I have 8 o'clock. Remember that. I have 8 o'clock here, and I'm staying with my 8 o'clock. So don't be afraid. Stick around. It's going to be all right. Rav Scheinberg, a Kleinigkeit. This is a Tachan. Anyway, so I meet this guy in the street. People were changing. I remember in the middle of the war, I heard all the worst, the lowest, the fryer. Raklit Balel! I had a nurse over there. They took me into Mogen David Adom to give blood. And boy, we were saying Tillim. And Chaklit fell, oh, since when are you one of those? Like, why got into you? The biggest Tziyanim during the war, I heard this from Yishalayim Yid. You gotta hear it away. I don't want to say his name. The way he, when the war comes, Rabotai Ana Hashem Oshiro, what got into you? Rakabori Olam, ooh, it's a son. They're all giving Musa Shmuz and these top Tziyanim, the big, the worst of them. There's no atheist in a foxhole, you know. You ever hear that? Oliver from, and I was there in the ambulance at nighttime. They couldn't put on the headlights because there was a blackout in Yerushalayim because you're afraid they'll see you, they'll spot you. Remember, I was a very shy kid. This is the first time I did a prat without having to go to Navarathi. I was so petrified. The weeks before the war, especially Yerushalayim had a blackout because their mom is right next door. And they see lights on, you're finished, they'll know where to shoot. So somebody had went to the bed, whatever, in an apartment house across the street from Rav Scheinberg's yeshiva, and I saw the light, I gave a scream, Sagor et or! And the light went out, it was scared of me. I lost my shyness, I wasn't gonna, so I see this guy, and I meet him in the street. People were from. I mean, everybody's getting from. And he's put it out as yarmulke. I says, come on. Now you're also... No, I have to be Eisgehalten. I don't know. That's where I'm holding. No, I can't do that. That's a principle. No, you can't. You can't do things like... You have to be honest with yourself. He holds. He's not holding, you know, by putting on a yarmulke. It's the middle of a war. And I don't want to even contradict the guy. He doesn't understand but what he's saying, what he's doing. But there you go. Honest people. I'm not into honesty. I'm not one of those. I heard they say, you want to be straight? Go. Straight. Right off the cliff. That's, you're going to end up... Don't be a Zion. They say during the war, the Nazis once told the guy, if you're 70, we'll leave you alone. He says, no, I'm 69. They shot him dead. And he thinks he's getting Olam Haba. It's a true story. Some similar to that. He thinks Elch Nei Elch Kite the Dav Zayin Emes and Yaakov Avinu. What the Galach?
The Galach was behind the Yidden.
What?
The Galach was behind the Yidden.
Right.
So they came to him. They're Yidden with you. So I never told a lie until now. I'm not going to tell a lie now. They're Yidden with me. I don't lie.
That's what he said. Really? Wow. Ganze Tzadik. Anyway. At his Leviah. Never told a lie. So how come a Yaakov Avinu, it says that he's teaching emesli, that's his midah. Yaakveni zepamayim. The first parsha that Yaakov Avinu should introduce to Klal Yisrael, to the Torah, what's Yaakov Avinu all about? Two stories of tricking his brother. That's the first thing we know about Yaakov Avinu. Let's get a preview of what Emes is. His Mida is Emes. That's the Emes. You got it. Have aura beyeda. You have to be, you have like the snake, the nachash. You gotta be abyssal. Don't be. You can't always be so straight. You have to watch what you're doing. Being straight. So that's, I'm very much, Rabbi Miller has a tape called The Artificial Man. It's the best tape in the universe. Where a person is making believe all the time. You've heard the tape? It's half of a fellow. And he told me, Zeicher Tzadik Debracha, Rabbi Miller, told me, I took a walk with him, and he was started telling me shvachas about somebody that, is that really true, Rabbi Miller? What are you saying, you know? Oh, wonderful, wonderful person. Oh, so interesting. You're the first one that ever said that about so-and-so, you know? And he was raving. Yes! Will be very successful, I could tell, when he spoke with a chavivis about, what a wonderful person. And it all came true. This person made a big turnaround. I know the person. But right afterward, I give Rabbi Miller credit for his lies. Thank Rabbi Miller's lies. So I'm one of those big liars. A beshita. That's called working on midas. Working on ayin teva. You want to hear the first rate liar of the universe? I'm not allowed to talk like this. It's not Derecheretz. I just want to be funny. But Baron Belzer, he know how to do that. He would talk about the tzadikei hador in the well, the worst chevra. No, they're doing this l'shem shemaim, that l'shem shemaim. Oh, the Mechal Shabbos, yeah, well, they skipped the Mishnah there. And,
Yoldis.
What?
Yoldis.
A Yoldis. Yeah, the Mechal Shabbos. The Yoldis. It's the Yoldis. What is he doing? Is he playing games? He's a Purim Rav? What's going on? Do you know that my Shvager and Motzke Feder Zeichet Zad Gebracha? Beautiful stuff. Ah. Pinchas, if you're listening, there's Pinchas Kayin, his name is. He puts it out. David should give you Kol Tov Sela.
Amen.
I never even met him. And he's writing it for me. He's beautiful. We have another great person. Nothing Zweig. He puts out the other. He puts, they're myriad. They're even better than me. Still so far. I do. Oh, Blazer Fried. This is, Blazer Fried is already getting calls from all over. The Nevada Community Newsletter. What's smart there? Hey, I want the Torah anytime to see it. Oh, that, I was punk dominating for you. Seriously, before I was dominating. Maybe I need money. I need money. No, dominating, it never fails. I go this way, and it comes this way. I told you how I keep repeating, I don't know, but the story is so great. For years, the secretary used to make 200 copies of the Talking Weekly booklets. A school? But I'll let it. I'm not going to fight around with him. He's letting it. So 200 copies. I didn't speak to the secretary. I used to send the kid, and he'd say, Abishta, I need it done. Abishta, I need it done. Everything. I just go to Abishta, one address. I want to get things done. Go to the Abishta. Well, once the machine broke, it was Erev Sukkos. You can ask Rabbi Posen, he was Sith Manal. That was one of my first bishim. The machine was over. It was Erev Sukkos. All the malamdim they need for Sukkos to have, you know, on Sukkos. So what do you do? You need the material on Sukkos. The Yom Tov, the booklets, all the rabbeim, they're going meshuga and that. So then, yes, what's going on? So he said the machine's broken. It's over. So I walked away. Hey, Mister, fix that machine right afterwards. My mind was beautiful. And Rabbi Posen said, that was Mandel's Mifus. That's when I was a young Rebbe. It was like one of my first Mifus in the younger years. Like, now I'm already like, you know, I'm up, at this point I had about 23 or so Masons already. I'm joking. You know what a minute Yisrael is before you say Vidui, you call Mandel. And you'd be surprised how many people walk out afterwards. But anyway. Chaim! Chaim Tevin! So, the, Al-Chaim, all the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael should have Yeshua's Gemurim. They are Tzadikim Gemurim. Eivishta, they're all, they're the best people in the world. All of them, they're all turning around, they're all getting better every day. We know them. Everyone here is made. All those holy Jews in Israel, please help them, Tata. Like, don't let them never, psychological, what's going on, they don't want to talk about it. They have to, you know, they're afraid to walk in the street, whatever. We don't like to talk. I know I can be very excited. I know, I see everyone gets, I'll tell you some gory details what's going on in Israel. But I refuse. I will not let someone else tell over the gory details. And he'll be the fascinating reporter that, will make the headlines. You know, when certain things happened, there were different tabloids, they're called. The newspapers. And, there was always one newspaper, the most popular one was the one that knew how to get the goriest picture of that horrible, and they knew how to write horrible, like, you know, they wrote it the worst, they were the most popular newspaper. They knew how to get the message across the bottom. Everybody read their paper. And they put the other guys out of business because they knew how to be more, you know, tell over the bad news. The adopter saying, what's this? Oh, yeah. She came. What would I do without you? Davis just sends me. Anyway, so I don't want to tell over what's going on exactly. I'll tell you why. And I insist on this. First I want to talk about there. In this room now we have, there's about 200 guys here. Did you hear that? Joking. 200 healthy stomachs. 200 healthy hearts. I'm dancing. It's great. If Chas v'Chalila I would hear about somebody who has a Besponity Zevarim are not so great, I'd have aggravation. You know? So why not have Simcha that everything's knocking? Why does it make sense? I'm sorry. I will fight you to the end. Simple arithmetic. Simple. Come on. Lamali Kiras Varahu. I'm not talking Chavis Avavis. That's what he's all about, by the way. Chavis Avavis. The whole Sefer is pulling out. I set up shop. Why do you have Bikurim on Matan Torah? What's up is Bikurim? There's other reasons, but I want to say a reason. Because Bikurim means thankfulness. And the Heilige Chavis Avavis says, the whole Yiddishkeit is nothing more than thankfulness. I'm giving a vow. You know why? I'm thankful for eating, sleeping, for existing. You know why I'm putting on film? I'm thankful to Hashem. He wants me to do that. You know why I'm keeping Shabbos? I'm thankful. Everything has to have that stempel. Everything you do is a gesture of thankfulness to the Eibishter. And when something good happens, you gotta be scared. Maybe I'm not thanking him enough. You gotta be scared. Thank, what's with you? Your whole life is thankfulness. Everyone would stop. If they learned that service of, that's not Shara B'Tochen, by the way, mainly. Might have a little bit. That's Shara B'Tochen. Yeah, boy, does he speak about it. He said, you be thanking your head off all day. Say goodbye to all your peklos. Why do you get peklos? You're fetching all over there. That's what everyone's doing, so. Well, you shot him in Minigamakim. What do you hear people doing all day? If how's your peckle doing? You all have peckles? Peckles? Alright, that's life. We all have peckles. Whoa! Peckles! You know, I went to met Rav Yanko Greenwald's Zatzal in his later years. I met him at a chasana. Yanko Greenwald, a doctor, a psychologist. Everyone, nothing helped from him. You know, everyone helped from him. Tzadik, he was close to the Stiglitz, close to the commission. And so he wrote a whole safer correspondence with the disciple and everything. Rabbi Yankel Greenwald, I asked him, tell me about the Kibbutzinitz, because I'm a Kibbutzinitz. I wanted to hear about him. Avraminu, tell me about Avraminu. You know what he told me? He told me Avraminu had a peckle. He also had an issue. How do you thank the Eibishter enough? That was his peckle. Avraminu, that's I hold. Make sure you get that peckle. All your other peckles will disappear. I hold it to them as a peckle, too. How do you thank him? It's ridiculous how good he is. Get moving on it. It's such a good life. Look, everyone's okay over here. Everyone's healthy. It's very nice. Yeshiva light. I'm in awe. I do want to tell you, it's Erev Shuas. I am totally in awe of B'nai Torah. I have people calling me up. Well, this lady calls me up. What does your husband do? He's learning the past 20 years. Are you serious? What's the big spiel? To me, that's a big spiel. Learning 20 years. My husband learning 5 years. 5 years learning Torah day and night? That's a joke. You know, he is. There are malchias, but they tell you. It's not a volume. A ben Torah is not a volume. In the Vardic, they had a very big sensitivity. A ben Torah! Ben Torah! You know what he did? Rachel Yankov, the eldest son-in-law. Rav Kozlowitz's father. He was one of the builders of Yankov. He learned there. Bradovich, I think it was. He learned there. And he was there running from the Nazis, and he sees by the mikveh, Rachel Yankov standing by the mikveh. What is he doing by the mikveh? He was washing his face. But what? Before they went to the mikveh, or shower, whatever, the Bachim used to wash themselves a little bit. And there was a pool of that dirty water. And he was washing himself with that water like that water has gotten eaten by him. The B'nai Torah book. It's the water of B'nai Torah. He felt it. You know what a B'nai Torah is? You don't hop. Your mamish don't hop who you're dealing with. A B'nai Torah. He sits and learns a buying rubber. Among other things, he's lucky. That's somebody who sits and learns. He has Olam Haba, right here. That's Gan Eden. Those who live in learning, what are you talking? I'll quote something. This happened in Kiryat Sefer. The stipler, Chaim Kanevsky, was a sandik at a bris, and he looks outside the window and he sees a fence. a fence around, there's an Arabs right next door. He looks out, what? A fence around Kiryat Sefer? There's 3,000 young guys who have been learning Hasidim, Gedolim, day and night. He says, you're surrounded by thousands of blood to Gemara. You need a fence for the Arabs? You're worried about them? So he was Mamish Oitzmench. So he said, no, it's the Arab. Oh, okay. It's the Arab. Yeah. Well, see, he couldn't handle it. I heard this. Amy P.H., it's a true story. That's surrounded by Torah. You know, B'nai Torah, a black Gemara. Abish, they'll let those blatalach that these people sit and learn day and night scream to you and tell you, Abish, leave those people alone. What? There you go. Shiels Nefesh. One's a Heligan of Chaim. Holy Jews, I want to tell you, I told my Klisa story today. There's the Tanchum, I believe. Chavat Chaim used to tell you to speak about a Chazal, a Meiridik, a beautiful Chazal. This Yid couldn't learn too good. So he didn't learn any. He couldn't learn. So he took Chagiga. And he learned Chagiga, which is a small Mesachda. This is the way Chazal say it. A small one, an easy one. I don't know. That Kasha I have in the Chazal. Chagiga is easy. The first half is easy. That's true. There's a lot of Haggadahs. But the second half, Chayim B'Kodesh, is easy. I don't know. What do you say? Maybe Milsa's Utasi, Taharas, Milsa's... I think... No, what do you say, Chagiga? You don't think it's on the list? Anyway. But he used to learn Chagiga day and night. And... Because he couldn't do anything else. So he learned Chagiga. And he was a man who lived alone. He had no family, no nothing. And then he was Nifta. When he was Nifta, no one knew about it. And suddenly this lady dressed in white comes screaming at the top of her lungs. And the whole town jumps up. Who's it? She runs crying like the worst thing happened. What's this? Come. He's laying here. Who, our biggest tzaddik in the world. He's come. And they all come. They say, what's this? A dead man, no family. Oh, that's Metzvedo. They pick him up and they do what they have to do. And they bury him. She's standing there. The Levi is screaming like the worst thing in the world happened. And then finally, there's a Chazal. And finally, before the Levi was over, they asked her, who in the world are you? My name is Chagiga. I'm the Masechta that he learned. He learned all his life, he learned Chagiga. Zok to Chavetz Chaim, pick one Masechta and learn it your whole life. And it's going to stick up for you in the next world. It's going to scream for you. Get a Masechta and stick with it. Yo'ilam Abba Masechta. And he'll scream, you're in trouble in the next world, you did this up here, that up here. That Masechta is alive! He's gonna get up! And he's gonna go to bat for you! Leave him alone! He learned me! You know there was a rub, I heard this from Manel Chiyit, I don't know exactly what the real happened there. There's supposed to be a rub in Eretz Yisrael looks at your forehead. And he can tell what you did that day. All your Averis. I knew a Yid. His name was Revival Cheshen. They say, when people walked into him, they put their hats down. They were scared. He's going to see everything. But they say there's another Rav who could see whatever you did that day. But if you learned 2 hours that day, he don't see nothing. Did you hear that? Tated! Machapar Avalis! A Kleinekai, sitting and learning. The guys who want to learn and are having trouble, don't make a way. Maybe the whole base medish is on your shoulders. It's not a joke. All the guys that wish they could learn and they suffer and they're having difficulties, all the ADHD, the guys that get tutoring, there's whatever it is. You know who they are. You know what Palm Batsar and me, you have no idea. Anyone around Lakewood, they're already here because there's something for Torah that they want. And if they're having difficulties, does the Abish to love them to pieces. Anyway, so we're very lucky before Kabbalah Sateira. And if you're not learning so good, you want to learn. That's not a joke. You're trying to learn. And when you see everyone else learning, you're burning with envy. Look at that guy screaming and learning. Look at me. You know how many guys have that problem? I don't want to tell you how many. I think about 90% of the Elam have to watch everyone else stagging more than them. And they're dimming. The guy that's screaming, as soon as he's finished, he's looking at you. And he thinks, you're the lucky guy. All right, whatever. Anyway, I have to get to their Vardiga touch about Shavuos. What does the Vardiga have to say about Shavuos? The Vardiga. They have their own. The Malachim. By the way, I'm going to tell you. You know, the Golema, it's a banner. You're proud. A Degel. Boom, 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 right? The Golem is a big Zach. Every Shevet had its own Degel. According to Netziv, every base office had their own Degel. The Golem all over. In other words, every Shtiebel's got its own whatever. Now, the Golem had a picture of the stones of the Seishin on it, that color. Reuven had a red Degel because he had a red stone. You know, each one had a Degel. Now, what's that stone all about? Who needs the stones? It's brought down everywhere. Those stones have medicinal properties. They almost walked into a health food store. I saw a bunch of stones over there. They're precious stones. And the guy inside told me, see that purple stone? That's good for your heart. The stones have kishis. And I saw Shevet Shimon had a certain weakness in their avoda, in their midas. This guy, this Shevet suffered from kinna, the other one tivet, the other one covered. Each one, kas. We got a stone for you. That'll take care of your problem. The stones were there to take care of the midas. So, of course, you don't just go with the stones. You got a muchizach. But either way, the dagel is a symbol, seven. That's our mida that we're working on. We're proud. You have a problem with a mida? Pick up a dagel. I'm proud. That's my mida. I'm very happy. Why are you so proud about that you have bad midas? You want me to just tell you who's not so proud? The Malachim. They came to the Yevishter. Why didn't you give us the Torah? The Yevishter said, Kum, kum, kenna yeshbechem. You don't have no kenna. Kum, sinas chinam. You don't have shayach to that. You don't have any bad needs. No Torah for you. Oh. So we're proud that we... So don't be so upset. You have what to work on. It's great. Anyway. So that's the Vardi. The Yom Tov is working on Midas. They put in time because it's a Midas. Musar of Hashtetzach, the more Musar the better. And there's an Adam Gadol. When Rechazer from Blin was Nifta, they were all crying. It's a famous story. Everyone was crying. Rechazer from Blin was Nifta. Everyone's crying. All the Chassidus, the Rebbe's there. What are we going to do with Adam, the Rechazer from Blin? There's no one around. So got up, one of the and he said, what's wrong with me? I'm a goyim, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a kaddish, I'm very careful. He spoke, that's the story goes, a half an hour, he gave a self-hesped. How do you like that one? He's my man. He is my mahalas. I see, I didn't just make this up. He went to my mahalas. Spent a half an hour telling, I hold those people who blow themselves up all day in a whole day gevaldi. And I'll say everybody here, you're zeicha to come to Rabbi Mendel's shir. That's not pushing. So whoever zeicha to come here is a big madriga. That you can sit and listen to me for an hour. You all have a lot of, I admire all my listeners. They have a lot of patience. For Americana, it doesn't, that's all much patience. It's pretty good. I think it's there for Malamanatama. Well, Malamanatama, you sit and listen to me for an hour. Usually, my you know, the Rabbein, they were forced in different meisters. They forced them to listen to different instructors and to teach them how to teach. So I taina. So they have to go, and they have the top guys for shteita. But they rabbeim sit there and have to sit out an hour and a half, and listen to this guy. So I taina, all the rebbes get a good taste of what it means to be a student. Not easy. You have to sit. See, that's what your kids have to go through when you get up there and speak every day. I used to sit in to other rabbis and watch them because I want to learn how to teach, you know. So I used to, way back, I used to. Recently, I don't do it. Not because I feel so overqualified. It's because I can't sit there for more than 5-10 minutes. How do you sit there? I admire. Look at the kids. How do you do it? I sit there 5 minutes. Okay. I think I'd like to go now. Rebbe says, he looks at me, is everything okay? Yeah. Everything's okay. I just think I gotta go. bought a bogda, but it's a sin. That's a godless, no? It's a big madrega. Anyway, so the now. You should know that Shavuos. What Shavuos? Kabbalah Sater, Mashkiyas Zatzal Rav Nosson, Zeda of our illustrious Tayre Reb Aaron. He used to learn a whole Shavuos non-stop. He said it's a Zman of Din for Asvon Zatayr. Maybe she's looking, watching you. I used to do that. I used to sit. I remember once I was sitting over on Manassas. I went out of my mind. Come on. It wasn't easy. I sat. I was learning. Oh, so sure it's learning. Whatever. I tried. I don't know if I could do that. No way. I'm not going to do it this time. But whoever could do it, it's the biggest chus. Learn by smother. What up if you can't? That's ideal. Sit and learn. It's the biggest sweetness in the universe. Daven for it. Daven for geschmack and learning. I'd have to say it all day. You'll get it more and more if you ask for it. The main thing is daven. Say the Chazon Ish harvard more and tefillah. Then he once spoke to Rav Schlesinger. He was a chabrusa with the Chazon Ish. Well, Yaakov Schlesinger, famous. He's a brisker. Now he's a brisker, but he started with the Chazon Ish. So he told me that he heard the Chazon Ish screaming in the basement. Shir HaMaalos! Like, what happened? He went down, what happened? So they told him he's having trouble with the Tosfos. He had trouble with the Tosfos. So he's screaming, Shir HaMaalos! I tell him, maybe if we'd scream Shir HaMaalos for Pshat and the Tosfos, we wouldn't have to scream other types of Shir HaMaalos. Who knows? That's to him knowing that they say the Chazon Ish harvard more in tefillah. Then fill it to learn more than the learning itself. All right. Everybody's different. Everybody is a different world. Don't you dare do what someone else is doing. Don't get near it. I'm very happy. Oh, you learn nonstop. Very good. I'm not doing that. I'm not. You want me to crack up? I once did. Look. I'm more Ian type. Lately I'm learning how to do things I couldn't do before. But I remember at the Daf Yemi, the whole place was growing meshuggah. There was one of these, the Daf Yemi, I'm going back, I don't know, 30 years ago. The whole world was growing meshuggah. Daf Yemi, you gotta finish shots. Look what they just did. They all got together. Rav Shlomo Freifel was there. And he saw me, I saw him there. I said, what's machti Rav Shlomo? He says, no, v'zok de Yehuda, Lenin shots, Yehuda. It's not for you. Yehudi, heard that? Not Yeshas, Shas, Shas. Not for you. I heard Moshe Feinstein get up. I heard him say it. There are some people who came to this world not to finish Shas. They came to finish half Shas. I heard it. In Petkoche. Moshe should have been a Mashkia. He understood people so well. Anyway. So, you do what you're good at. Now, rather, at this point in the game, through the years I've been stagging, right now, you know, there's a maestro with Rabbi Victor Miller. He said, Matzei v'lakezev v'kor lazov, to pasuk mishli, v'ish kefi ma'aloloi. So, every person, want to know who he is? Have a frelich in yamtim. What are we getting together again? Who? When are we getting together again? Shua Snyder. I'm supposed to speak for the kids. I don't think it will. What? Who? You're going to hear me with the kids over there. You know what somebody told me? He said, Rabbi Mendel, he's a big Talmud Chacham. I should have come hear you speak Shua Snyder for the kids. I spoke where Kalman wasn't well, so I spoke for the kids. So he says, I should have come. You know what I told the guy? First of all, thanks for the compliment. And second of all, I believe you. He looked at me. You really believe me? I said, yes. Shir of the American Torah Groinai. Eloi Chazir, my mouth's like, hey, you know what you said? I don't ask you. David's speaking. See? That's how great I am. I only take compliments. I'm not doing, not my ayin, did he mean it? I'm not into that sugya. I'm a simple person. I'm not a chacham for the modern stata. Oh, the Tom is the happy one. The rest of them have a very big shmooze. The Tom and the chacham is one of the best rest of the stories. They are beautiful. The Tom ends up taking over the world. The chacham ends up in the garbage can. Don't be so smart. Tom, I'm Tom. So that's why I accept all compliments that they give me. That's mamish min ha-shamayim. And I accept them. I believe them. And any criticism that I hear, the guy's not in a good mood, you know. But it doesn't mean something. I'm perfect. Anyway, that's my shita. You could. Where am I up to? So every person, Zuckrab, Rab Miller, he says like this. He says, Ish kevim alolai. Three people come back from the Rebbe. Kuptarain, Rabbi Krum, kuptarain. Each person praises the, he says, I love the Divrei Torah of the Rebbe. The other person says, I love the Gunit. And the other guy says, I like the Kugel. Each person is saying who you are. What you praise, that's what you are. So look, when you go to a Rebbe's dish, there's different things going on, and everybody in his Madriga. So I would like to say that this Shavuos, I'm going to be very happy with my wife's cheesecake. Bosser Schlech. What's bad? I'm very happy. I believe in eating cheesecake. Bashita. I don't just eat cheesecake. I eat it. Do it with a stoltz. Don't be eat the cheesecake guilty. Oh, Tavis Elamaza. I shouldn't be doing that. I should be learning. Oh, after all these years, you're still in the Tavis Elamaza. Now look. There are people who, it's fine. Knock yourself, and maybe it'll straighten you out a little bit. You lose a little weight, won't kill you. So don't eat so much. Some people need to hear that. Some people, it's awesome to hear that. Enjoy that cheesecake once and for all. Enjoy it. And thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the cheesecake. And say, Avish, I'm eating that cheesecake because it's the day that you gave the Torah. This is my way of expressing it. Famous story about Shema, because he tells him, I see what with a kid, it was Rosh Hashanah, and he saw that things were in the Ogzeris in Shemaim. It was a gefalach. In walks a little kid, Beis Medrash, a young boy who didn't know how to learn a word on a Maritz Raisa, and he comes in with a flute, and he says, he looks around, and everyone's davening. He says, I want to do something. He takes out a musical instrument, he starts playing in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. It's a famous story, you know. Then Baal Shem HaKadosh said, oh! He was Mavatl Zeta. Because of the sincerity. We're a little bit like him. We're not quite that bit. But we're a little bit of that Mahalas. A sincerity! Amish, this is the best I can do. I wish I could be better. But this is where I'm holding. Can I have another slice? No, the other kind I like better. Thank you. And give, compliment your Everton. And compliment the Yavish there. I'm serious. It's Kaidish Kedushin to be a normal, happy Jew. To walk in there and say, Yavish, just say it in English. Thank you so much for giving us the Torah. That's all. Do it as much as you can. You know how hailing that is. Be real. Be real. It's a time, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that Shavuos, you have to give the biggest simcha is Shavuos. And of course, if you're one of my friends, take the chavis of others and enjoy. Get a shar b'tochen and go into Olam Haba. Shar b'tochen, worried about the war. There's so many worries in your head, you don't even know. They're there subconsciously, consciously, they're all over the place. You don't even know yourself. And sit there. The Navarnikas are always writing down what bothered me before yesterday. I used to see them writing down. It's part of the Musa Seder. Kinei l'chachava, they say in the Bardi. The Kana, take a pen, and he's going to be your friend. Write down all the things that are bothering you. This guy said something. Some of them, I'm not so into that so much. Pick one burning issue and learn Musa on that. My brother-in-law, they just gave him shlishi and not me. Oh, and it hurt. Don't say anything. And write down. I cannot dive back off the Medina's Adam and Oilam now learn Musa. Sugashmak, nothing like it. You get rid of all these Narashiyat orders. You learn Musa with Batachim and learn Musa about thankfulness. Thanking the Yavish to just thank your head off for your wife, for your kids, for your peckle. Thanks for this peckle. The peckle's saving me. Without a peckle, I'd be in the garbage can. I need, look, the golem, each one held up his peckle. There was a lot of embarrassing things that different shvatim had. You know that. There's certain shvatim had weaknesses. And avoid the Hashem. They couldn't. They fell into different things. And there he's holding a dagel. That's my banner, which is a stolz. It's a reimus. And then what does he have there? The color of the stone that's needed to get rid of your nebuch. Oh, there's a bunch of kaisonim. This shave it. The other shavits is a bunch that are busy being jealous of everybody. So they never need that help. What's wrong? In the Vardik, I was called the Malgaivinik 2,000 times. By the way, that, I want to tell you, one of the biggest Vardikas told me, dealing with your children, they ask Mechila, they do these type of things. The Vardikas, yes, you kid Mechila. Then I went to the son of this big dude, from the biggest Navadigas. The son is himself top. He's an emissary of Hashem. And I told him what his father said. Yes, Mesila from me, from your son. He says, don't you dare. It's a different door. Different people. Can't always do that. The son told me this, not to listen to his father. It's a different type of people. Anyway, you're working on your midas. You have to hold that this shavuos is the best shavuos in the world, especially if nothing's working, especially if you don't know the Gemara, especially if you fell asleep in the middle, especially if the cheesecake was disgusting. I'm joking. That's not happening. That's not the issue. And I, you don't know. I don't know. The new door, maybe they're into that. But whatever it is. Or your wife doesn't believe your compliments. I told you what I did the other day. I buy my wife books. I buy her gifts. Before Shema told me that every Yom Tov you have to buy your wife something covered Yom Tov. It's a din. So when you buy a little kerchief, a little something small that she like, a little bracelet, whatever, small, you're not too. Maybe once in a while you want to spend some more money on something else. But generally, that's what Yom Tov is all about. So I do these type of things. And of course, I buy sfarim for my wife, and I usually try to get something that I have ulterior motives. And every time I buy it, my wife's not stupid. Every time I buy it, give them out the stuff, whatever you could give out. Give out, God, this is our representative in Jackson. Rabbi Wiener. Ambassador, that's right. Bring them all, bring in, thanks a lot. So what was I saying? So I tell my wife, could I have, so I buy her, look what I got for you. Gift wrapped, as a geschmack. She opens it up. You got it for me or for you? My wife's not a nar. Who'd you get it for? You wanted that book, so you're telling me you bought it for me. So, the kids of I got smart. Before I bought the book, I said, Abishta, make her like it and not say anything and be and not stop that I'm part of this. I promise you. As soon as I did that, I bought the book. Ooh, beautiful book. How do you like that? What? What's that? My Rebbe said, you know that the Arthur Shulchan's wife used to watch every movie made. So, keep that on, Abayzai, keep that on. Take my Betalchim Weeklies, Abayzai. Take them. Take a stack of them. I have so many, I have to get them moving. It's a big schooler, by the way. Give them a talk, we is a big schooler. The more you give out, the Rebbe gives a bigger bracha. Alright? Thank you. And take the sheets also, take this. It's a big school. What? What's that? Oh, this. Wait, 1 second. Rabbi Isai, come here. You know what this is? This is Rabbi Eliezer Fried from Muncie. Nevada community, look at this. Look, it's better, it gets better every time. Take these, give them out all over the place. This is the hottest thing around. It's beautiful. Israel, we're making that thanks to our representative in Muncie. We already have branches all over the place. No?
South Lake.
South Lake. Anyway, so take a bicep. Take. You can all take one. It's good stuff. Nemt. Ah, very good. Okay, now. So, where am I up to? So when you buying your wife flowers, my wife can't stand flowers. I buy week after week, she doesn't like it. But I am able to make her like these flowers, I promise you. I bring it in. Ooh, they're beautiful. You see, I have what I call remote control. I control everybody. You know, there's a lot of marriages where everybody's worried about, he's controlling. You know how many times I've seen that? They're all over the place. He was at control. I don't know what they're talking about. Control, so let it control. What do you get? Like, it's all being controlled. Why shouldn't your wife control you a little bit? Keep you out of trouble? Let it control us? By the way, I don't see my wife, Rabbi Kreiser. This I really don't want. And no lady should hear this. Rabbi Kreiser told me, when he comes into his house, he doesn't see his wife. He's thinking and learning. That's something. He was the best husband in the world. Don't worry. Anyway, but a person should not see anybody except for the Eibishter. Somebody did something, the Eibishter, don't bug off with, my wife has acted, there are people calling me about problems with the, she did this and she did that. Who's she? The Eibishter's testing your cars. Who's she? The Shver, what Shver? The Eibishter's testing your cars through him, via her, via this remark. Who's she? You're missing the boat. You can steiger out. What a nasty wife. And they're not nasty. Maybe I'm nasty. No, I'm not. I'm good also. We're all good. Everybody's good. But who cares? I knew a Yid from Eretz Yisrael. He lived in a moshav. And his wife was a real, real chaladeus. Every time he came home, she cursed him to the ground. I saw this pain at Eretz.
What was the you came in a hame as a fate? Papa's sister does the worst, and yes, you know, when he's publishing, you know, even as, you know, the real thing, the good old fashioned, know how to deliver a punch, and she used to rank him out to the ground. I saw this every night he came home, she wiped the floor with him, and he couldn't care less. Like, an American guy would be at the therapist, and they'd be spent his lifetime. Well, we're not really cut out. We're not really working it out. And he couldn't care less. He had a son, most well-adjusted kid you ever met. From a home like that, the mother's always yelling at the father and saying, Nancy, let her yell. Okay. So, it didn't mean a thing to him. And he used to, every curse he gave her two blessings. So the Leibim is Mashiach, and that one I remember all the time. So the Zangas in the stock, so the late business, he used to come with his boots. He was a farmer. Come with his boots and he used to give up blessings. He couldn't care less. Who has time to fight around? People who are bored. If you're bored, start a marital issue. If you're bored, you have nothing to do with yourself. Years ago, a woman once told me that the secret of her marriage is her husband's so busy. How you gonna fight? I know the land. I am nice lady. There's no time to fight. What are you fighting for? Who wants to fight? You won. I tell people, oh, your wife, you fight back with her. If I would have that problem, I would say, why fight? You're right. You're always right. Bashita, you are right. And you're right. And I'll listen too. Whatever she wants, what do you get? If it comes to Ruchnius, Zucked. Of David Blacha. You give your wife everything. Comes to Ruchnius, let her soak the floor
with tears. You ain't budging with ruchnius. Say Rabbi Sol Salanter told his wife, it's brought down a chazal like this. And ruchnius, you're the boss. And Gashmi, she's the boss. This is a chazal. Gacham v'lachish shulah. When your wife go listen to her, there's a chazal say, kol shemei latzas ishtoi, neifel began him. You know, the two steeredic chazals. So one is ruchnius, one is Gashmi's. So I think Rabbi Sol Salanter's wife said that, when we got married, he said it straight. In Ruchnius, I'm boss. In Gashmius, you're boss. A deal? Deal. And she made a remark, if I remember correctly, she still didn't find anything that wasn't Ruchnius. Everything was Ruchnius. Kitsa. Anyway, so, where are we up to? Can I stop? Yeah, I'm doing all right. No? Another 2 minutes? 2 minutes, that's enough. So the Abis will help, Alhamna, Freilich, and Yom Tiv. As you give the Abis a lot of nachas, don't listen to the Yetzirah, who's telling you you're not worth a penny. Don't listen! I don't care what you were ever on. Shavuos is Eis Ratzon, Zaman Kapora, we said just Rosh Chodesh, Zaman Kapora, the Yetzirah is having a ball with you. Now listen to this. This is Gedai to hear it. If you have a relative who hates somebody, he's puzzled, this is a your relative. If he loves them, he hates them, they're all puzzled. A negeya bedover is puzzled. If you don't like yourself, you're a negeya bedover and you're puzzled. I don't care what you did. You're a negeya bedover, you cannot trust yourself. But you did a terrible thing. A negeya is puzzle. But you're a negeya, you're puzzle. Because you are always pulling yourself down. The Velt says people build a case against themselves. They do it mentally. They're all day telling themselves, you're no good for this, for that, for that. They have a whole chasana proving that you're no good. And if you're one of those that you're getting bombarded from all sides, I shouldn't have said this, I shouldn't have said that, and I'm wrong here, wrong there. You're negay of a dava. You have a thrill in pulling yourself down. You puzzle. But you didn't. It's puzzle. And I'll tell you another reason why you puzzle. Do you acknowledge all your milas? Nechtigatag. Nobody does. Do you know how big I am? Nobody. If the guys think, somebody just told me today, oh, Mandel, you know what you've become? You're a celebrity, he tells me. Really? I was curious what's going on. I don't know, but I'm not gonna start. It doesn't pass for me, I'm milking everybody. What did you hear about me? What did you hear? What did they say about me? They said I'm good. What, they said, these guys like me? And those guys? Oh yeah, yeah. Even those guys? Oh, that's good, that's good. So, it didn't pass for me to ask. I was curious. What do you mean I'm a celebrity? What exactly? Explain that. Let's hear what all the mafarshim. Let's hear what makes me a celebrity. I'm this. Oh, it's nice to hear. Well, it wouldn't be bad if I found that out. Would give me a boost for most fish. But anyway, it didn't bother me and want to show that I need covered. Anyway, so he tells me that I'm doing good, no? You think I'm finally happy, you know? You think that's going to do the job? Not so fast. If you don't work on yourself to be Sameach Bechalkai, they'll give you everything you dreamed of and you're still gonna kvetch. You can be satisfied no matter what your mind is. No shaykhs in what's happening. The big experts in Shalom Bias say, usually, it doesn't matter what she's like. How do you look at things? You're a satisfied person, like this farmer. He's satisfied, no matter what. She's a witch, so what? She's nasty. Doesn't mean anything. I'm satisfied. I'm not interested in being sad. It's not my thing. A guy, a guy once said, I don't want to say his name. He once, from the big ones, from the big presidents, he said, a person is as happy as he wants to be. You want to be happy, you're happy. You don't want to be happy. You know why? You got a lot of attention when you're younger. For being a sad sack. You feel very good about having pity on yourself. There's negias. You're in the process of pulling yourself down 24/7. So you're always not being happy as a choshev zatz in your world, because everybody's busy with therapists, busy fetching, and also on a, in fact, the best of us say, being besimcha is in galus, because they look at a guy who's happy like he's a little weird. Like, oh, he's always happy, you're okay. You're supposed to be stressed a little bit, no? How come you're supposed to look like things are terrible? By the way, if I say the best shavuos in the world is the shavuos that didn't work, but this, it's gonna work. Learn what you wanna learn. Mashalimei chavetz. Fafu nevelt. Don't care what people think. Do what you like. Try to go along, but something you can. And enjoy being different. And with a stoltz. Eat that cheesecake. Enjoy the music. Whatever you are good at. You be you. I tie it like this. Naomi was sweet. What's sweet about Naomi? Hamaisim was sweet. She acted very beautiful. That's why Rus had such a yetzahara. As soon as Orpah turned around, she was nestled with 100 men. Because Nus in Moab, that was their line, their whole creation. The Mepharshim say this. They're one shtick taiva. So she's a princess. She could have gone back in the world. What got her to get away from that stuff? Because she saw Naomi. And Naomi means sweet. She was so delicious, Naomi. Such a nice person. She was captivated. That's what she said. I'm going to sleep or you sleep. It wasn't just Yiddishkeit. It was Rus had the right Rebbe, a Ne'im is a person. That's why David came out of this. Ne'im Zemirais Yisrael. The sweetness. You want to combat the Yetzer, make it Zis. Be mispalge. That thing should go mishrak. Be mispalge. You have the best foods you ever had. It was all helpful. Anyway, so she